From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting ahead of President Donald Trump's decision on reimposing sanctions on Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Tehran Monday of covering up a secret nuclear weapons program.
Iran lied. Big time. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran intensified its efforts to hide its secret nuclear file. In 2017, Iran moved its nuclear weapons files to a highly secret location in Tehran.
Mr. Netanyahu displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian nuclear program. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Ali Akbar Salahi, said Iran is capable of returning to enriching uranium further than in the past. Iran's foreign minister called the accusations by Israel old, described Mr. Netanyahu as the boy who cried wolf. President Trump, who must decide on sanctions by May 12, Monday criticized the so-called sunset provision of the 2015 nuclear deal.
You know, in 7 years, that deal will have expired and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable. 7 years is tomorrow. That's not acceptable.
Mr. Trump declined to say what he plans to do by May 12, but suggested he agrees with the Israeli leader. Mr. Trump hosted talks Monday with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, who said his government is trying to find schoolgirls kidnapped by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram.
We are doing all we can to secure the release of the remaining abducted school girls from Defchi and Chibok.
The U.S. has approved $600 million in military sales to Nigeria, much of it for counterinsurgency operations. This is VOA News. Twin bombings in the Afghan capital Kabul killed at least 26 people, including 9 journalists, Monday. Dozens more were wounded. Jonah Blank is a RAND Corporation South Asia analyst.
It is realized that journalists are soft targets. They're much easier to kill than NATO forces or Afghan National Security forces. And it guarantees that there will be a disproportionate amount of press attention.
Jonah Blank referring to Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for the bombings. Two female journalists, including Mahram Durrani from Radio Free Europe, RFERL, were among the dead. Afghan officials said a suicide car bombing killed at least 11 in southern Kandahar province. The U.S. military said one of its service members was killed, another wounded, in a combat mission in Afghanistan's east. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Amman Monday said Israelis and Palestinians will ultimately make the decision whether or not to reach a two-state solution.
We're certainly open to a two-party solution. That's a likely outcome. We certainly believe that the Israelis and Palestinians need to have political engagement. We urge the Palestinians to return to that political dialogue.
The Palestinian leadership has rejected further U.S. mediation efforts after Washington announced in December its decision to relocate the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that embassy expected to open in May. The Constitutional Court in Gabon Monday ordered the prime minister to resign and lower house to dissolve for the government's failure to organize legislative elections. The court ordered President Ali Bongo to name an interim prime minister until elections can be held. The Indian Ocean state of Comoros will hold a constitutional referendum in July on presidential term limits. The referendum would do away with a constitution meant to rotate power every 5 years among the archipelago's islands. The former French colony has had more than 20 coups or coup attempts since independence in 1975. A ruling party official in Burundi has been jailed for 3 years after allegedly calling for the drowning of government opponents. The comments came ahead of a May 17 referendum on extending President Pierre Nkurunziza's term in office. Hundreds of thousands fled the country after Mr. Nkurunziza won a third term in 2015, sparking political violence. Armenian opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan is the sole candidate for the post of interim prime minister following the sudden resignation of former President Serge Sarkisian from the post last week. Parliament is scheduled to vote on the matter Tuesday. All three major U.S. stock indices declined Monday in trading, with the benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average losing nearly 150 points to 24,163. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.